That was embarrassing, Jimmy.
You're right, Jack, and I can only apologise to all the fans that came down from Bolton and those people listening at home on the radio. You're right, it was an embarrassing performance, and all the players, when I spoke to them after the game, said they were embarrassed as well. And all of us know that it's certainly nowhere near good enough as the fans do. And it would appear the rebuilding process that needs to take place possibly might be a far bigger one than we anticipated.
Have they let you down? Have they let the supporters down, the players?
Well, I've already just said I think they have let the supporters down, yeah. And the players know that. And the club, because it's a very poor display. Bristol City, don't think, had to work too hard in scoring the goals. And to concede after 3 minutes in an away game, that set the tone. The second goal, wide open again. So there's a lot to be done.
Did that surprise you, even given Bolton's season? You know, let's be honest, they were bottom of the Championship before the game at Bristol City. That was the worst it's been for a long, long time. That must be the worst that you've seen from any Bolton team, Jimmy Phillips.
Yeah, we, as a player, suffered heavy defeats, but it's at some stage, we were always in the game. We had a dominant period in the game. We didn't have, I think we had one shot on goal maybe in the last 2-3 minutes. We didn't dominate the play at any stage. We didn't work Bristol City hard enough to close them down, and it was far too easy for them. And as I say, I'm so disappointed in it.
If it's to be, worse or more of a difficult rebuilding job than what you suggested, where do you start, Jimmy? I mean, the whole thing's a shambles, isn't it?
Well, you start next week, Jack, by. We've got a 2-week break between the next game. You start by working the players on the training ground, getting some structure, organisation into them, making sure that they're much harder to play against in future. Because today, as I said earlier, it was far too easy for Bristol City to create attacks and put the ball in our goal.
You made a few changes. You give some players who have only been on the fringe for a while their opportunities, and clearly they didn't take them.
Yeah, well, put Kane Woolery up front. Felt we needed some pace in the team, something that we lack, particularly Liam Feeney moving to Ipswich. Kane's only learning the game after coming out in non-league. He's a willing runner. We still need to teach him the fundamentals of where and when to run and the timing of everything. But I thought he potentially could be useful against Bristol City's two tall centre-backs. I thought he might have had the pace to get around them, but he never got the opportunity or the balls in which to do so. A couple of runs in the first half that ended up with very little support and went out for goal kicks. But he's somebody that I think could be useful for the club in future. And, it's rough on young players when they get given a chance and they end up being involved in a performance like that.
What's the plan then now, from now until the end of the season then, Jimmy? I mean, there's not that many games to go. I know that you won't say Bolton Wanderers are relegated until it's mathematically possible, and I wouldn't expect you to, but let's live in the real world. You're down. 13 points adrift now.
13 adrift with 8 to go. 8 games, 24 points. It's certainly been made far harder by today's performance. Not only the points difference, but the spirit and also the damaging effect that it's done on the morale and the support, who I would like to say again were fantastic for us today. So if that is the case, I think what needs to happen is Dean Holdsworth, who's been working very hard off the field to try and put building blocks in place to get the club moving forward again off the pitch. We need to speak to Dean and talk about how he sees the future and what players we might have for next season or the players that they're looking to retain for next season. and have those conversations perhaps before the end of the season, sooner rather than we probably would have done if we'd got a positive result today.